from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
11 o'clock hour reminder coming up at noon. We hand things off to Vern, his On Deck show. He gets you set for the Royals and Yankees final game of this 4-game series. Royals trying to avoid the sweep. 1:10 first pitch, but Vern on at noon. So just an hour left for us today. If you missed it to start the show today, appreciate everybody's support yesterday of the garage sale for the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. We raised a record garage sale by over 5,000 more. $15,809 raised. So thank you so much to everybody that donated, everybody in our local community business-wise that obviously supported. And thanks to some people around the office, right? Carrington, Rob, Sean Barber, Pete Sweeney, a bunch of other, I'm missing some people. Dusty, obviously, Rob.
Kling,
you know, that were kind
pretty
enough.
Pretty much everybody. Dana Wright.
Yeah, that helped give up future time, right, for experiences and things like that to support the museum. So we really do appreciate that. A little bit earlier in the last 5 minutes or so, Patrick Mahomes just wrapped up speaking to the media. Mini camp going on. He just hopped on that private jet last night after the Mavericks loss and made it to see, he found a way to still have
he
fun
in Dallas last night at a basketball game.
He found a way. I'm just saying he's in mini camp. Some other quarterbacks aren't. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
I appreciate coaches kind of dialed it back from when I first got here. So those guys are lucky, but it was good. And guys, I thought we did a great job and guys were in great shape.
You know, coming back from the Mavericks game last night, you know, I'm obviously sorry for the loss, but yeah. Still just, you know, got one more game. Hopefully more before. How do you think about the Dallas going?
I mean, they played hard. Obviously didn't end the way they wanted it to end. It's kind of been a tough series so far, but I think Lucas said it best. It's not over till it's over. So I'm still going to be supporting those guys. It's been a great season. I'm not going to be able to make game four or anything like that, but I'll be watching.
Patrick, last year at this day, I think you told your teammates that this night was kind of the last night you remember last year. I just wondering if you delivered your teammates any sort of similar message or anything today.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think you've seen we've enjoyed it. I mean, guys have traveled around and been able to do a lot of great things. But at the same time, I mean, every year in this league, I thought we had a great OTAs and mini camp to this point. But then every year in this league, you have to come in with that same mentality. You have to be hungry. I mean, it's hard. I mean, you saw it last year. You've seen it every year that I've been here. You have to battle in order to win that Super Bowl. And guys have to have that mentality. And I think what Veach and Coach Reed do is they bring in a group of guys that are hungry, and they fuse in with the guys that have been here, and it usually comes in with a great mix whenever you get to training camp.
You even mentioned the word three-peat, and what's the team's approach to the idea of three in a row?
Yeah, I think it's nothing you can be scared of, but at the same time, I mean, that's not the mentality. It's a brand new season. I've dealt with it a couple times now, and we know it's going to be every week. It's going to be a big week. We start off with some great opponents early in the season, so you just have the mentality of just getting yourself better. And in order to win, you have to get better and better every single year, and that's the mentality you have to have.
Can you explain what you mean? Be like for you between tonight's ceremony and the start of camp?
I'll be traveling a little bit, but a lot of working out. I mean, it's only it's like 4.5 weeks. It's like my shortest, like, kind of second break that I've ever had. So there's not gonna be a lot of off time. Even if I'm on vacation or whatever it is, there's gonna be a lot of working out, and I have a good plan that I have with Bobby. So we'll make sure that I come in the camp ready to go.
Patrick, with that, do you need to use this time to replenish yourself a little bit too? I mean, you go all the time. Obviously, you want to be in peak shape when you come in. But what do you do to kind of restore yourself at this point?
It's pretty simple. I mean, I'm not trying to do anything crazy. I go to sports games and stuff like that. But other than that, it's just spending time with my family, playing golf, and working out.
And is it important, though, to get some rest in with this as well as, you know, stay in condition, or not really?
I'm kind of one of those guys or people just in general that doesn't like just sitting still. So the golf course is my rest. So I like to just want to go out there and hit them and just have a good time out there, and then just spending time with my family and chasing kids around.
And when you said that you thought the team had a good OTA and mandatory minicamp period, what leads you to say that compared to obviously seasons in the past?
I think it's two things. I think one is just the confidence that the defense has. I mean, just off the year that they had this last year, you can see that they're trying to build on that. And then offensively, obviously, we felt like we didn't play our best last year. And even though we won, we knew we had a lot of places to improve. And so I think guys had that mentality coming into OTAs and minicamp. And that's something that I think has gotten the best out of everybody, is that every single day, I mean, y'all hear it. I mean, we're talking trash, but it's in a good way. And then we go off and we talk about it after practice and what we can do better. So it's been a great OTAs and minicamp, one of the best I think that I've ever been a part of.
Patrick, same with the offense, like with this receivers room, you've had a couple new faces in there. And now that OTAs and minicamp is a little bit in the rear view, how do you think that receivers room is shaping up?
I think it's shaping up really well. I mean, I thought Hollywood had did a great job coming in and being prepared and learning really fast and being able to go out there and make plays. I thought Rasheed did a great job. Jay Watt, Sky, all these guys really competed, and I think that's a good thing to have. And I'm excited to get Worthy out there more. I got to throw to him a couple times, but you want to get him out there kind of in some more team-based drills and let him work and learn on the fly. But you saw him learning on the side, and now it's just about him getting ready to be at camp and being in shape and ready to roll there.
Adam.
Patrick, do you have a new guy in the quarterback room this year? What's it been like to work with Carson so
far? It's been great, honestly. I mean, a great dude and super talented. I think that's the first thing I saw. I mean, you see why he was on pace to win the MVP. I mean, the guy can make every throw. He's very smart, intelligent. Asks a lot of great questions, and he's been in similar offenses before, so it's easy for him to pick it up, I think. But, I mean, like I say, he's super talented. I think that's the first thing I saw.
Todd, this far into your career, are you still learning anything about yourself or your game through this time?
Yeah, I think this is probably the most, like, comfortable I think I've felt of just being able to not let something, I guess, affect me. I mean, when you go up against Spags, you're not going to be right 100% of the time. And there's been times where I've lost on blitzes, and Spags gets me with the new pressure that he's working on. And I think it's just being able to, all right, we'll just get the ball in my hand, get it to the check down or wherever that is, and then live to play another play. And I think that's just something I've felt more comfortable with. And then I think it's been cool that we've been trying. Like, Country's back to my old days. He's forcing me to push the ball down the field. If I don't, he throws little jabs at me, like, oh, you want to throw the check down here? And I'm like, I got you, Coach. We're going to push it. And so it's been fun. It's been a great camp. And like I said, I love the competing. I think that's been the biggest thing, is competing both sides of the ball. It's been awesome.
PJ?
Just looking back to last year, I mean, it seems like you had a good camp in OTAs last year. And you know, not to dwell on the past, but just what's going to be the difference of last year's performance on the field and then moving into this year? I know the receiving never may be different, but just –
I think it's just a mindset. You have to come in knowing that we're going to get everybody's best shot. I think we know that. But at the same time, I think we were a young team last year, and we kind of grew up as the season went on. And I think this year you have to learn from those mistakes you made last year. And, I mean, it's just this close. I mean, that's how the NFL is. I mean, you look at the back of the season, I think there's probably three or four games that if we would have came out with wins, we would have been the one seed from the get-go. So you just have to make sure that you capitalize on those opportunities, don't make those mistakes, and try to win those games that we lost last year.
We'll do last three. Pete, Matt, Sam. Go ahead, Pete.
Michelle mentioned the receivers, but specifically Hollywood was the big addition. Mm-hmm. He's from Dallas until now. How far have you seen him come, and just where is your chemistry at headed into training camp?
No, I mean, he's done a great job. I mean, it's hard to learn this offense, and I feel like he's done a great job picking it up very fast. And then obviously you see the ability. I don't know how he's here in our place because of how talented he is, and I can just see that it's going to be a great season for him, and it's take pressure off other guys, and I think it's going to help get Trav open, help get Rasheed open. It's going to help get all these guys open because you're going to have that speed threat that can run routes and do all those different things. So I'm very excited to get him out there in the regular season.
Matt, you had a play with Hollywood yesterday. That was a deep ball against the blitz. Mm-hmm. You know, he said he saw the blitz coming, knew he had to get down there. How is that, you know, developing as far as his recognition and kind of figuring out how you think and you knowing how he's going to think in situations like that?
No, I think it's cool because it was very similar to a play that we had ran earlier in OTAs in a practice that y'all weren't at where there was kind of a cover zero type blitz, and I try to throw it up early, and it wasn't necessarily the route that how it was supposed to be ran, but I was just like, hey, if you see the pressure, you got to get over there. I'm going to put it up in there and let you run underneath it. And then that was the thing. He picked that up, and then that was probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, and then he came back, and same exact type play, same pressure, and he got over there. I threw the ball the same as I threw it last time, and he catches it for a touchdown. So that's the stuff that I'm talking about. It's not only the physical ability that he has, but he's a smart football player, and I'm excited to get him out there and have a great training camp going up against Spags. I think you get to learn everything you can possibly learn and then get into the regular season and get ready to roll.
Last one, Sam.
Patrick, last year when you got your ring, you sent out a tweet on social media. It was pretty clearly a reference to what other players had said. Just wondered, how far in advance have you pre-planned something like that? Do you have something planned?
I don't think anyone said anything, so I think I'm in a good spot. I'll have to think of a caption and try to come up with something that could go viral like that.
All right, so that was Patrick Mahomes.
That was the best moment.
Yeah, ring ceremony is tonight, if you didn't catch on to that. So they'll get their rings tonight and do the cool ceremony. We'll hopefully see some video of the ring. And yeah, he's right, though. This offseason, there wasn't something that anybody said in Cincy or Buffalo or Baltimore that I can remember either that was like, oh man, just wait or anything like that until I have a chance to.
Yeah, probably since something else has dynasty or something, you know, make it easy.
Back to back. I mean, just
back to back
or whatever. But you know, last year we all know we had the fun moment with that thanks to Drew's guy, Jamar Chase. That backfired on your guy just a little bit. Just a bit.
Pat, who?
And he just said,
that's who. God, it's such perfect. I mean, it's just like a reverse 360 posterized dunk in his face. Yeah, it's not just a win. It's just like biggest win.
I'm a huge Bengals fan. That was a great, great comeback. The only way that was a mic drop moment. Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
So there's not that, I don't think, happening tonight at the ring ceremony. He also mentioned Hollywood Brown. I mean, he continued. I'm not saying he's ever going to say anything negative about a teammate, but also the more he talks about Hollywood Brown, the more and more I get excited about maybe how big of a season Hollywood Brown can actually have. I know later on we'll have the official over-unders come out in Vegas and all that. But it started a month or two ago when he's like, man, he's a way better route runner than I thought. And
they're posting highlight videos.
I'm just saying, like, I do trust Patrick Mahomes a little bit on one particular player that's not just some random guy that's like, oh, yeah, I think Nico Remigio's
good. He's saying nice things about Justin
Ross. Hollywood Brown he's a proven wide receiver in this league. Now, we can debate whether
he's an NFL wide receiver with some production.
Whether or not he can be a 1,300 or 1,500-yard guy, sure. But he's a proven NFL wide receiver. And when I hear Mahomes talk about him the way he's talking about, I don't think we should be stunned if Hollywood Brown has a breakout type of season and ends up with a massive payday because of it. I think Hollywood Brown might surprise some people with the type of season he's going to have. If he stays healthy, then in this offense that we think is going to be better and X amount of targets, the number one or number two wide receivers get, the production's going to be there. And I still think there's
a cap to it, but no, I definitely think he's going to be a productive wide receiver because I also think that, like, the Rashee Rice absence matters from a numbers production standpoint. In the end, when Rice is back and all that stuff, I don't need him getting 80 yards a game. I need him being a deep threat, getting four or five important passes in the game. He doesn't have to be every third down chain mover. That is supposed to be Rice. That is supposed to be Kelsey. Eventually, I want him opening things up for everybody.
He gets 6-7 targets a game, though.
Oh, in the early going, I think he will. When Rice comes back, we'll see.
It just depends on what the whole flow of the offense is in general. Like, well, you know, is it
a moving target? Is it sometimes more Kelsey, sometimes more Rice, sometimes more Brown? But last year it wasn't. It was always Kelsey or always Rice, and it was never anyone else. So we just got to see how that fits.
We're going to hear from Andy during the Chiefs Red Half Hour, actually, because he's a little bit longer today.
Sure.
And it looks like he'll talk for about 10 minutes or so. So we'll get to Andy in about 10 minutes. But the ring ceremony tonight kind of just came up on it. You know, this is how spoiled we are now. Like, it's another ring ceremony. How do you top last year's, though? I mean, like, this thing just gets, you know, in a good way, you know, bulky.
Gaudier.
Yeah, gaudier is the right word. Yeah, I was going to say bulkier, but you're right. Gaudier got here every single year, man. I think they'll have to keep including the top of the ring coming off so they can have the cool additional Lombardi trophies for how many years you won. So Mahomes should have three of them inside of his ring.
And Clark Hunt and a few of the others.
What else do you add? I mean, the ring on the side says back-to-back, I'm guessing. You know, I have no idea. I mean, what else do you add these days?
I think once you start the trend of, we put the number of Lombardi trophies that you've won as a member of this organization, you can't stop that now. Clark Hunt had three on his ring because he's been with the organization his entire life. His dad owned the team. So he had three. There were like one or two other people who had three. A good chunk of the team, like Mahomes and Chris Jones and Kelsey and others, had two. I think you have to increase the, like, here's the number of rings as you, a personal member of the organization. Back to back is a must.
That'll be on the side of the ring or something. Or underneath, inscribed.
I think every once in a while you should mix up which part's red and which part's diamond. Does that make sense? Like, if last year it was
Ruby,
like,
versus
the
diamond.
Red was the lettering, and I can't remember now, but if the red, like, maybe switch it? I don't know. Like, they almost always have something different. Like, the one had, remember, the Rams one had the replica of the inside of the field with a real piece of the dirt from the field. I'm assuming there'll be one specialty feature that exists inside the ring, but I mean, Transformer rings are the move. They should go one step further. It should like transform into like a truck or something. Make it, full Transformer, not just the top comes.
Last year's had the arrowhead, and then KC was in like red ruby. You know, it was outlined in gold, but then ruby diamonds or whatever. And then remember, it had the three Lombardi. So we know now the organization, there's going to be four. You would think, right? When they have four in the backdrop, I'm turning around for you to see. Wouldn't you think they would have four Lombardi trophies?
But I'm saying inverse it, you know?
Have the red.
Maybe make the letters white, the arrowhead red. I know that's not their normal colors, but just mix it up a little.
You don't want it to be too, like, you know, like...
You don't want it to be too bold?
If you start
to... Look at that thing! What do you mean?
No,
but like... Don't want it to be too much? Anything.
You know, diamonds and gold, it's like, you know, it's pretty, it's beautiful. All of a sudden, it's just like, just bright red, the whole thing. It's not as, you know what I mean?
Mix it up a little.
I don't know. We'll see. It's a good problem to have here in Kansas City.
What do the Patriots ones look different? Probably not much by the years.
They wouldn't do this, but you open up the ring and it has Allegiant Stadium and it says home away from home or something along
those
lines.
See, that would be what you think Chiefs fans are, which is in you think the Bengals are in the head of Chiefs. You don't want that, because that means, why are you worrying about the Raiders while you're celebrating your ring?
But
you don't want
not.
That in your ring. You don't want that in your ring. Okay. You don't need that. I don't think, at least.
I mean, you might mention the city you wanted. It might say
Vegas, but I don't want any.
Ooh,
I don't want the
how about
stadium,
like any
right?
kind of casino theme on this thing? Come
it's got to be.
Do you do the like? It's so obvious because Vegas is like the only city in
they
which
say Viva Las Vegas.
But like,
underneath.
I'm just telling you right
some
now.
Some dice, or
any,
I don't know,
of any city that this is going to be in. Vegas is the only one, in my opinion, in which you can incorporate. It's Vegas. Mm-hmm. Like, it could say Super Bowl, baby, whatever. But if it should, in a way, I do think incorporating the city is the only time in which you're capable of doing it. I'm looking back through the rings now for the Patriots.
Patriots.
They just kept adding the Lombardis. 2, 3, 4, 5. They just
simple as that.
Dude, they look almost exactly the same, except it had the final score. The final record, the inside of this ring said greatest comeback ever because it was the year they took down the Falcons.
And there's only so much you can do, you know, like after a while.
They pretty much have, I'll be honest, they pretty much have one theme. The logo in the middle, the number of Lombardi trophies that the team has either won or this grouping has won, and then it has like one specialty feature about the game itself. Or about the city in which you're playing. That's what I'm saying.
This is
the one time you could include Vegas.
Going back real quick to the whole Jamar Chase thing.
Oh boy.
Somebody texted in. Jamar did it again. When he was asked who he wants to win the playoffs, he said anybody but the Chiefs. So a good Mahomes comeback would be only the Chiefs. I don't know, something along those lines with that caption.
Someone just said the ring should interlock.
Oh my gosh.
And it turns into a giant necklace? Badass.
They already had.
It's like a bracelet of rings.
Like a baguette.
A baguette. That's great. Just like a big,
a big chain.
Hell yeah.
It already turned into a necklace, though, or pendant, right? Didn't last year's have the ability to pull off the top?
But give them the chain with it so that these rings can start hanging together, dude. Like Mahomes, he's got three already. Get him a ring, get him a necklace. Like if you got a necklace that can only hold one, they'll put the little loop on it or whatever that they can clip in. But Mahomes can hold three. Clark's can hold four. I don't hate that. I don't know how much more it costs to get every single player a gold necklace.
Probably a lot.
An expensive gold necklace.
I mean, that would be a great flex to be the only. We win so many of these that we can't just get the rings themselves. We need to actually get something they can hang on.
That's fun.
Do
you need to do anything for the first overtime Super Bowl thing? You need to honor that in any way? Or just parentheses?
I just think
OT.
You have inscribed, underneath the ring, you inscribe something that says a score or something, you know.
And you put OT? No? Does that mean anything? Does that add any value to the, you know, the lure?
I don't know if you need a
light. Because, remember when they put, they were, down 10 in every single game in the postseason, you know?
I don't know if you need to write walk-off touchdown. I don't know.
I think I'd want that if I were at McColl's ring.
Well, sure.
Put that in mine, if you don't mind. Put the play call.
Someone said just make it into a watch instead. Lombardi Trophy spinner ring. The trophy just spins on the ring.
A watch would be pretty dope, but I just don't know any way that technically works. I don't know how you actually do that.
Slot machine on the ring, it pop. Four rings just pop up. Four Lombardi trophies pop up.
Yes.
There's a little dial. Yes. There's a dial on the ring.
Dude, if you did that,
Jack
you would
in
have
the box, but for Lombardi
most,
trophies.
You'd have the most. I mean, could you imagine if on the side of your ring, you could push a little thing and then it would just spill out loose diamonds? As you hit the jackpot gold, it just spills out loose diamonds.
Man, that would be
jackpot.
That would be cool.
You'd have the coolest ring of all time.
That would be great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to do that.
No.
Or sterling silver Lombardis, you know? It's
how
definitely
long till people
not going to do that.
Yeah, how long till people
so
lose
many.
Those?
Oh, so many.
The video is always cool when they eventually, the Chiefs production team or media arm of the Chiefs, put out the video of the players just going crazy and seeing the ring for the first time and opening the box. That's always a cool thing.
You just got to have, if you're Mahomes, now you've got more than enough you've got one for each kid and an extra for, if you have a third kid. Just
Clinton's
going
to get another ring. I mean, my goodness. Clinton's got a couple rings. He's getting another one.
Is this be his second or third? Did he get one for the... I think he started in the...
Okay, so maybe
he started in the... This will be his second. He started in the Tampa Bay Super Bowl.
He's got two rings going now.
Well, now he's got one for each of his kids. Again, that's the goal.
I want him to recreate the Mahomes tattoo picture.
Kling?
Yes, I want Kling to do that.
Yeah. Nobody said who...
I need Kling to do
who?
That.
That's who.
Kling who?
Take his picture.
Come on, Kling.
I mean, I'm sure he's shared, as I would. In several group chats. I'd probably flex with that ring.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. All right, coming up next, we'll get to the Chiefs Red Half Hour. You're going to hear from Andy Reid, what he had to say about where things are progressing for this offense and an update on the injury status for Xavier Worthy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will you'll sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chiefs Kingdom. This is Mitch Holtis, and welcome in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour on Cody and Gold. Every day at 11:30 on your official broadcast partner, the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
All right, coming up in about a half hour, we hand things off to Vern, his on-deck show, as the Royals are taking on the Yankees. Series finale, 1:10, first pitch out at Kauffman Stadium.
If you missed it earlier, we announced the garage sale totals for the Cody and Gold garage sale. New record. As we had mentioned when we got off the air yesterday, we had already known it was a new record. We ended up finishing with $15,809 raised for the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. That is like more than $5,000 more. So a 33% increase off of last year's total.
Yeah.
Incredible. Not possible without the listeners. Not possible without all of you supporting it. All the people who donate stuff, Bob Kendrick and the museum, everything. None of it is possible without everybody being in play. So we really do appreciate it. Thanks for everybody who contributed, donated. I don't care. Jacked up the bids on other people.
Thank you. A lot of people got sniped at the end, as I said. You know, a lot of people's bids were sniped at the end, but our listeners once again stepped up. Frankly, anytime we've asked you guys to support us in some charity endeavor, whether it's the garage sale or we've done some Urban Youth Academy stuff, whatever, you guys have always stepped up. So we appreciate it. And we got loyal listeners and awesome. We're excited. We were just talking during the break. We're truly already like thinking of ways for next year to raise more money for the fifth year of the garage sale.
Get Vinny on a roller coaster after Nick a couple of years asked him if he could comfortably ride in one, you know? Vinny with you at World of Fun.
I'm sure that's exactly right.
We'll figure it out.
No, we'll have some new ideas, and we welcome your feedback as well, because we've improved it each year, sometimes because of some of the feedback we've gotten, and there's a few things that'll be easy fixes that we can do that can, I think, enhance it as well. Just a short while ago, Andy Reid did speak to the media. You already heard from Patrick Mahomes. Here's what Andy Reid had to say, including a little update on Xavier Worthy in that hamstring.
All right. Nice seeing everybody. Good to finish up here on a positive note. The guys ran today and did a nice job with that. They look like they're have a good foundation. They'll come back and they'll have an actual test, a conditioning test when they get back. So, but they sure have worked hard this offseason, and they finished it up again today. It's been productive, in particular for the young guys, but also for some of the free agents that we brought in, or the draft picks. So they've done well. So with that, and then we'll take a little break here. Coaches and players. Players normally take about a week off, and then it's ramp up time after that. So they've got to get themselves ready for training camp. Message is just make sure that you come back ready to go to the players. So with that, time's yours.
Patrick and Hollywood seem to have just developed more chemistry throughout. And Patrick was talking about a ball that he and Hollywood had earlier, a deep ball that they missed connection on, gets like a cover zero. Yesterday they hit on a very similar play. How do you see that learning, just how those two guys operate together, kind of developing?
As a coach, you look for the communication part of it. Are they willing to share what they're thinking with one another? And they've got a good connection with that part of it. They're talking, and once Patrick knows what Hollywood's thinking, and Hollywood kind of knows where Patrick physically can get the ball to, and location of the field, not as much depth as location of the field, then that's a good thing. Yeah.
Coach, Patrick mentioned a couple of times this camp. I mean, he wasn't maybe forcing it. You maybe give it a little jab. You're going to take the check down and all that. He said he likes that, to be challenged. Is that kind of the the mantra this year to kind of take some more chances?
Yeah, well,
maybe not chances.
Yeah, so really in this camp, and I always explain this to the quarterbacks, is that this is the time to find out what you can get away with in the pass game. So there are going to be interceptions that take place, but that's okay. That, right now you're testing things. And then as you go through camp, as camp goes on, then you start refining it. And hopefully you have the opportunity to do it on every route. Now, is that possible? Probably not. But at least the ones that you haven't done a lot of. And so we're always feeding Patrick new things. And that's to help challenge him because he likes that. And it also makes us better. So he gets in there and he's trying to work with these new routes against all these different coverages that Spags is throwing at you. So it's a nice challenge there.
Coach, going into camp, generally speaking, how are you viewing Sula Mataia versus Morris for that open left tackle role?
Yeah, listen, they've both done a nice job. So like the production that we've seen from both of them. Both of them are young guys. So we'll just see how it all finishes up through camp. It's good competition. We're going to end up playing the five best guys, and we'll go from there. But we'll just see how it all plays out.
A night like tonight, where you get the ring ceremony, and for some of these guys, it's their third time. I mean, how much do you use a night like tonight and say, "Hey, it's over. We got to move on"? Or you notice these guys just—they've already moved on.
Yeah, I said that at the first minicamp, or the first OTA, whatever you want to call them. So it goes by fast. Once you get through that parade, you're kind of off and heading in the direction of the new season. But it's a night. I don't want to slight tonight because there's a lot that goes into that, and there's a lot of hard work that's gone into it, and this is kind of the reward for it. But I think the guys know that it's going to be nice to get the ring, but they've moved on. Yeah.
Andy, Joe Tooney, how's he doing, and what's the plan for him when you guys get to St. Joe?
Yeah, so Joe's working his tail off, getting better. We've got to see exactly how that thing works out. I'm not sure. We've got to get clearance from the doctor and all that whole process that goes on as we go. But he's made good progress, and he'll be one of those guys that's kind of right on the border, whether he can go or not go, from the healing part of it. So,
I mean, is it reasonable to expect that he could be ready to go when
regular yes, for the regular season, yeah. I think should be okay, unless there's a setback somewhere, yeah.
Coach, similar question. Do you think Xavier Worthy is going to be able to go at the beginning of training camp?
Yeah, he should be able to. He'll continue to get treatment here. He's getting better. He'll get treatment, and we'll just see how he rehabs through that.
We've also seen Leo, Chenault, and Derek Nottie sitting out. Just I know his elbow is still. Yeah. Are they looking?
Yeah, elbow back. Yeah, they're both doing good. Range of motion for Nottie, and then Leo's close. You know, he's doing a nice job.
What exactly is ailing Leo?
His back. Yeah. Yeah.
Coach Jamie,
just to go back to Patrick for a second, I wonder if he's so hardwired to go for it, but now as he's matured, he's learned other ways. Do you actually find that you need to prompt that as more than you would have in the past to get him
check
it down?
No, he's got a good feel for that. Right now, in the pass camp, you're challenging him to take the difficult throw.
Yeah, okay.
We're doing is throwing the ball. So you can check it down, and the defense knows that, so they get deep drops. I mean, you can sit there and check it down all day, but you're not getting work on those tight window throws. A great opportunity to work those here. So it's not going to be the guy that's wide open necessarily. It's going to be where you got to dot it. It helps you with your accuracy and velocity and timing, all those things.
It's not like the mindset of late last season where you guys kind of contoured to the playing with the defense, knowing how they could handle it. It goes into this season. I mean, he's
well, we'll see. We'll see. Just see how it all rounds out. But you've got a little bit more speed on the outside than maybe we did last year. So, if you can use it, you use it. If it's available, take it. If not, you work your progression.
Andy, what concern?
Coach,
what are you going to do for your break? What are you and your wife going to do? Are you going to put your Super Bowl ring on? Do you ever wear your ring?
I don't. Keep this one sacred, right there. I don't wear the other one, others. She wears them. I'm not sure that's, but she likes to wear them. And, but I'll take a break here. I've got a place out west there. I'll go veg for a minute, but you know, still keep my eye on things.
Andy, what did consume most of your time during your self-scout or self-evaluation during the offseason? We've seen you work on the deep passing game. I just wanted to consume most of your time now.
Yeah, well, it's getting that timing down with the new people. And then what do the new people do well? So let's see what they can do. Now, with Xavier, we weren't able to do a whole lot of that because of the injury, but... you know, you bring McCole back in, and then you've got Hollywood. You got two fast guys, so you can kind of work some things in there and see what they look like. We kind of know the game between 4 and 87 and how they work off of each other. But we were able to expand that too and give them a little bit more to work on. But I would tell you just how the pieces are going to fit is kind of what we spent most of the time on.
We'll do a few more. We'll go Matt.
Coach, Travis has said that Jared Wiley is light years ahead of where he was as a rookie as far as understanding the offense and getting in. How important is that, especially, you know, with the idea that you want to back off Travis and work a little bit, kind of manage his time somewhat?
Yeah, I don't know how much we're going to back off on his time. You know, he wants to be worn out. We can help him with that. So, but... Wiley, he's got a good feel, but he's also got two good guys there between Noah and Trav that he can bounce things off of. And Tom's been doing it. We're into the offense more than what Trav was in, than we were when Trav was coming up. And so those guys help share it, and Tom does a nice job teaching them and spending extra time with them. And so he comes from a passing offense. So he's had a couple of different ones, but you know, good passing offense. He's got a nice feel for the game. He's a big target. You know, he's a good player.
Todd, you were talking to your son Spencer down at the Super Bowl about if you could ever really turn it off, and he said, generally you'll find you in the office with cards writing plays. Do you ever take, like, how much time do you really take off, or is your mind always on making plays in football?
I try to take the mornings and or the evenings and just spend a little bit of time with it every day. I mean, I enjoy doing it. So, but my grandkids occupy some time when I get this break. 13 of them, that's a lot of juggling, right? So you want to spend as much time as you can with them, and you're not thinking about football when you're doing it. You're thinking about them jumping off the cliff or something, you know, doing something crazy. So you gotta keep a close eye on them.
PJ?
Andy, I know bringing back experienced guys is always crucial to this team. I mean, just how much can that aid you in the offseason, the OTAs and everything, just with the competition?
Say the first part of that.
Just with bringing veterans back every year.
Yeah.
How much does that help?
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, they set the tempo on it, and they create the competition, I think, that you're talking about here. And you know, you hear them jabbing out. You've heard it yesterday. We're down right by you guys, and you hear them challenging each other as much as they can in a non-contact environment here. So, but there's good competition on both sides of the ball against each other, and I think that's healthy and important. You know, so yeah.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
All right, so that was Andy Reid, final day of minicamp. And yeah, they're off for 6 weeks. Everybody leaves, go on vacation, and then they come back. Next time it is St. Joe. I mean, that's crazy to think that we're already there. The next time we hear from Andy Reid and stuff is going to be up at training camp.
Yeah, I probably hear from him tonight for the ring ceremony.
Well, that's okay.
You know,
okay. you get the point.
Look at me, semantics.
But he's not. They're not. There's not technically a media availability tonight. As they're walking in, they can stop if they want.
There's a red carpet.
There's no media availability. No press conferences scheduled until training camp.
If you're looking for that content, Dusty Likens will be down there for 610 Sports Radio tonight on the red carpet for the ring ceremony.
Yeah, check our social channels, both Dusty's and the station's tonight, and who knows what's going to be said. I'm imagining with now the Taylor Swift angle, there's always, you know, national media outlets, but I mean, I'm talking about Entertainment Tonight, Us Weekly, Peep. I mean, every little gossip magazine is going to be on the red carpet tonight because of Travis Kelce, don't you think?
I would think so. I mean, again,
now, Taylor Swift, I don't think is showing up that we know.
It's the NFL and all that stuff with her. I mean, is it a plus? Do you get a plus one for that?
Of course you get a plus one.
How does that work?
Of course you get a plus one. The question is she on tour?
If he brought her, it would be a madhouse.
That's why I don't know if they can do it. But yeah, I mean, Drew Tranquil talked earlier in the week that it's basically a date night for him and his wife. And last year, I believe a lot of the players stayed at a hotel across the street. Anyway, let's see, Taylor Swift concert schedule.
Can't believe how much of this we've looked
at. Tomorrow she's in the UK, so I'm going to go and say, she's got a show tomorrow. Now, Liverpool. Yeah.
Maybe his brother can come.
In Liverpool.
I mean, if you get the plus one, you might as well bring somebody.
Yeah, bring Jason.
Bring your brother.
Mama Kelce.
That might be a
strong
move.
Bring somebody.
Maybe you bring your mom.
Look, if you don't have somebody to go, Alex will go with you, Travis.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Would you go rent a tux this afternoon if he said you're in?
Of course.
Out a way to get a tuxedo?
I don't think you would ever say no. There's no instance.
Yeah.
You'd figure out a way to get one.
Yeah, because this is one of the few things that, even though the media is at the red carpet, they're not allowed into the actual ceremony. It's one of those, they keep this one pretty private. Yeah, they keep this one pretty private.
They do the whole show, open up the box, it lights up, does a million things, and then you get to see the ring. I'm looking forward to that night. It's always nice. It's a good reminder because it is weird. I don't think I'd ever been on this side of like the sports fandom end or coverage end where it is so expected that it feels normal. Like, it is so expected that the Chiefs would win the Super Bowl that this doesn't feel as big of a deal as it should feel, because you're like, yeah, I saw a couple of these not that long ago.
I saw one year ago.
Mm-hmm. I remember the rings and the ceremony and the opening of the box and the slow motion pan. And then Justin sends out the three-dimensional, here's what every diamond means.
Cool.
472 diamonds for the number of days that they've been champions. And it's more than that. Yeah, 752, whatever, right?
It'll be something like
Consecutive days they've been champions. I get it. It'll be cool when I see it. The buildup's not the same. Does that make sense? I'll be excited when it's there. I don't care until then.
You're right. You're exactly right, though. It will be something like that. How many days have been champs? Or it'll be however many seconds were on the clock when McColl scored the touchdown. It'll have something that symbolizes that. That's how this stuff works. It's cool.
They've been champions for like 800 days or whatever.
You're right, though, that it's like, you know, it is a good reminder not to forget that, like, just we're in this ridiculous era right now where it's the golden era of Kansas City sports, and it's an incredible time. But also how special the first time they went to the White House, how special the first time they had the ring ceremony, how special the first parade is. And like, it should still feel that way, but we're spoiled now, but it'll never be like the first one. But still knowing that, like, this is something that it's happening right now. It can all go away whenever
Yeah, that's the problem. After this is done, after the Mahomes run is done, let's say in 15 years, let's just give it a big time in the distance. If this runs over in 15 years, it could be another 30 years before you get to do all this. This might be the only time in your life.
Or never again.
Like, 15 years from now, I'll be 55. I might not get another run like that ever again.
Yeah, someone says you missed the stat. Passes over 30 yards. Fewer than 500 days, buddy, someone said as well.
Okay. I couldn't think about how long it had been.
His point was, I think, more that the diamonds are going to represent something like that. That was your point.
I guess that makes sense. I did say like 700. I was thinking it's been two full years, but it has been two full years.
Yeah, they won February
this year.
They were
champions a little over a year ago.
Yeah. I hear you. I knew what you meant. A
lot of days.
I know what you meant.
You get the rest of the regular season two of the year that you won it? I guess that's probably where I was doing the math. Shouldn't you? The year you were... right. You're not champion. You're champion the day you're the champion.
It's February.
Which means they'll be champions for another...
Till next February.
Like, that's going to continuing on.
Till February of 2025.
But yeah.
Okay. Until they're champions for
the
third time.
You don't get the before, you get the after. And then that makes sense.
The three-peat.
Either way, I'm sure that'll be wrong.
Someone says, or a reminder, you could also be a Bengals fan. You'll never experience it ever.
I have a question. Did you bid on my shirt? Because if you didn't put in a bid, I you should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, me? Did I?
That person.
He's
saying anybody who pops off jokes at Drew about Bengals stuff should have bid on the shirt to burn it in front of him.
Anybody.
I think some of it, Drew, is they didn't want the idea. They didn't want the record to show that they bid on a Bengals shirt. Like, they still want that filth. No. They didn't want that filth attached to their name.
Tarnish their legacy.
Because someone could crop it.
But when you burn it, it's eviscerated.
True, but someone could have cropped it and it would have said, you know, Brian Blank bid on Bengals t-shirt, and they would have been disgusted. I think that's what happened. It only went for $25. Didn't it? Or did it go for more?
I think it was one bid.
That was one bid.
I couldn't keep track.
I believe it was one bid.
Yeah. Shout it was $25 of the $15,800.
I don't even know who did that. Shout out to you.
Every dollar counts, man. It all added up. Plus some people that didn't even win items, remember, thank you, just simply donated. That was a new function on the website this year. So there was
that also helped us get to our
$25, $50. Somebody donated $610.
From the 913, hey, Drew, I bought your Bengals shirt because I couldn't buy any of your Bengals rings.
Oh, someone else says the credit card statement would have been frozen. They would have called it fraud.
He had to talk to his bank and be like, sir, I don't think I've ever seen you purchase any Bengals gear before. Is this charge actually you? And then he's going to have to deny it so that, you know, the bank doesn't think he's a liar.
That would actually be hilarious. It would be hilarious, but it also would be
Can someone buy Drew a replica Chiefs Super Bowl ring just so he can know what a ring looks like? Can someone get him a replica one?
One of the good ones.
Yeah.
If the Bengals win a Super Bowl, whenever that is.
He tried to correct himself.
I will not buy whoever gets a replica ring.
Well, plenty of fans.
I'm sure that you have a reason. I will never have a reason legitimately.
Yeah, but they're not wearing it. It's on display.
They say it looks cool.
Yeah. I had one I got out of car. Like, it was at the memorabilia show or whatever. It was pretty inexpensive, and it just is on display. I'm never wearing the freaking ring. It's just on display.
What was it, like $20?
It was like $45 at the card show. There's some that are...
The Chiefs offer one that's like a few thousand.
And there's only a select few because it has real diamonds in it. Sure, you know, that's sure. What, you know, there's different... Remember with the ring, there's the one the players and coaches get, then there's some staff ones, and then there's like three tiers. You know, like there's the ultimate one the players get is 100% real diamonds and everything. Then there's like a next one that has some real diamonds and not as many. And then there's like a third level. I think that was the story every year comes out. Clark Hunt spends quite a bit of a change on the rings for the staff and the team.
Once again, though, and then I'll turn my mic off.
Oh, boy.
This person brought up the Bengals yet again. You can't stay. You guys can't stay away from it.
It's a losing proposition.
It's a rings conversation.
It's a losing proposition.
But you didn't need to.
We're talking
it.
Rings.
Thinking about it.
They're talking about rings, and they know you're in the room, man. They know you're in the room. They know you're on the mic. They're going to bring it up.
It's going to cost a whole lot more than $500 for me to get a Chiefs tattoo. I'll guarantee
you
that.
For that. Yeah, I mean,
should cost you more than that.
What is the like? Over under $5,000?
Oh, way over. Yes, okay. Over. Yes.
Over 15?
Yes. Over 50. Six figures.
$100,000and you get a Chiefs tattoo.
More than that.
It's just not. Yeah.
For $100,000? Tattoo almost.
Wait, it's on my face, for $20,000, could you get a giant Joe Burrow face on your back, Cody?
A giant?
For how much?
$20,000.
A giant Joe Burrow face?
For you, it'd have to be Patrick Mahomes.
I would get an entire back piece of Joe Burrow smoking a cigar, and then I don't care. Whatever. $100,000? Sure.
Really? Okay.
$100,000? Do you realize how much money that is? That's a lot of money.
No, I don't.
I'll figure it out.
I don't.
Every time I take my shirt off at the pool, someone's like, what the hell is that? I'm like, I got paid $100,000 to put it on my body. They're like, that makes sense.
A giant face of Joe Burrow on your back for $100,000.
Like a fat head version of it.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. $100,000, we're talking. You know, I think $10,000 is not good enough for that even, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I think you'd have to get into the six figures for it to even
now,
be
a small tattoo that's not as visible, yeah, that's different. But a giant face of Burrow, yeah.
Josh
Vernier's coming up. His block of wood
went for $103.
In the garage sale.
After you guys brought it up,
Thanks for all the people who bid on that item in particular. Mm-hmm. I hope you don't pick it up. I hope it is in the garage sale next year.
Yeah, we're looking forward to next year already. $15,809 raised for the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. We're back at it for a full show tomorrow. For now, we hand things off to Vern. He gets you set. The series finale, Royals Yankees, coming up next year on 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.